Sure, we'll start with that.
don't please.
I'm leaving
don't.
It in there, baby.
Ooh, get fucking ready, dude.
I'm leaving
dude,
it.
Get
nope,
ready.
That's it.
We're about to start.
That's it. Really, really. We've already started.
Oh my God.
Hey everybody, welcome to the 500 Greatest Films podcast. My name is Hector Navarro. Sitting to my left is the
Get this right.
Shrek this to right. my donkey. Is the Shrek to my donkey.
Yeah. It's accurate. It's accurate. That's
yeah.
So accurate.
I don't shut the fuck up.
That's what it is.
And I'm funny.
Yep.
And my girlfriend is 3,000 times larger than me.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a
so
dragon.
So that makes you Shrek.
She breathes fire.
Mr. Keller Knobloch. Say hi, Keller.
Hey. It's the way you said it. Mr. Keller Knobloch.
Say hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling froggy. Good.
Froggy?
Good, because we're in
I'm
a swamp.
I'm feeling augury.
A what? Augury? Well, good news for you, because the wait is ogre.
Oh, man. He said that 6 times this week.
It's now time to start a new series of films.
Yep.
5, to be exact.
I'm sure excited.
4 in a spinoff. You better be. I've got a full-on Shrek-rection right now. That's what I've got.
A boger.
We are starting the Shrek movies.
It's an Shrek-tion.
It's an Shrek-tion. A Shrek-tion.
Is what it is called. An Shrek-tion.
I actually, we're all messing around and stuff, and I'm sure a bunch of people are going to be.
Thank you.
We're just messing.
I know a bunch of people are going to be listening to this with their toddlers.
I know a bunch of people are going to be listening to this expecting
There's
lots of
jokes. There's an
Shrek-tion
joke in this.
I know there is. Yeah, Farquaad. You're going to get jokes. You're going
to
get
what
chuckles.
Are you, talking to? You don't have to talk about the premise of the podcast.
I have
this
legit.
This isn't a meme, guys.
I have
this isn't a meme-isode.
Thank you. I have legit thoughts on this movie.
Legit thoughts, legit love.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
We're going to get into it.
Turns out it's great.
I know. And they're just going to get
episode.
Better. They're just going to get, yeah, bye. What's
they're
next week?
They're just
going to
get better until they get worse. So you say when you say they're just going to get better, they're just going to get better, and they're just going to get worse.
Yes. Yeah. It's a straight
so
up mixed
just
bag.
Get better. They'll
I think,
get better and worse.
I think 2 movies in this franchise are better than what we just saw, and 2 other movies in this franchise
are worse than what we just saw.
I think we just saw the exact midpoint of this series, mm-hmm. and a lot of people would disagree. But I know a lot of people have not seen Shrek Forever After. So.
Yeah, and you'll fight anybody who says otherwise.
You haven't either, have you?
That's the one with Rumpelstiltskin.
Yep.
I think I saw it.
Okay, but have you seen it as an adult?
Yeah, it's because you wouldn't shut up about it. It's the reason I saw it. And
okay.
Also, it came out when I was 20 years old.
You're
so
not an adult.
I could
You're
have only seen it
you
as
got
an
a,
adult.
You got a kid brain. You
Just
got a kid
kidding.
Brain.
Yeah, I haven't seen this thing drunk as hell. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what it is.
I just keep touching Keller's arm.
It's
funny.
Just like a weird, not even pinch. It's like a... Like a lobster claw, but he's just tickling with his claws.
It's a caress.
Just
yeah.
a little tickle.
Just a
yeah,
little
it's
caress.
It's a weird two-finger caress.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm not against it.
Yeah.
I just would have, like, some sort of preface or...
None. Okay. We there is, like, a bunch of stuff to talk about. So, let's just get this old fart out of the way. Sir Giles, if you would please do us the honor of setting up the movie that we're talking about tonight so that we can continue with this fantastic podcast. While you get ready, Sir Giles, I just want to remind everybody, if you would like to have bonus stuff to listen to that Keller and I have done, including bonus movie commentaries, then you can join our Patreon, which is really cool, for either $1 or $5. At the $5 mark, you're at the Sir Giles tier. But even at the dollar... You are at the not friends family tier because we don't have friends, we got family.
Yep.
And that's a reference to Fast and Furious. And we are
they
doing
know that.
A bunch of fun stuff we have already.
Anybody who's gonna sign up for the Patreon
knows
that.
We've got bonus episodes on movies like The Iron Giant,
mm-hmm.
as well as Steven Spielberg's 1987 war drama Empire of the Sun.
You didn't preface Iron Giant with anything.
As well as 1999's Brad Bird classic, The Iron Giant.
Thank you.
As well as we'd put a commentary for 2007's Lonely Island starring...
Masterpiece.
Masterpiece, Hot Rod. We have a straight-up movie commentary that you can like sync it and watch the movie and listen to me and Keller be dumb. So,
and it makes the movie better.
We have even more stuff planned
Guaranteed.
For... There's probably even... By the time this comes out, there's probably even more stuff up there, potentially. So we're doing stuff every month. October... November, all the months. So go sign up for that. And now, Sir Giles, let us know what movie we're talking about tonight.
Shrek. 2001. Directors Andrew Ralph Adamson, Victoria quotations, Vicky Jensen, while simultaneously embracing and subverting fairy tales, the irreverent Shrek also manages
quotations. Giles, take it again from that description, please. That Rotten Tomatoes description. Thank you. One more time, Sir Giles.
Could you not laugh just mm-hmm. through the entire thing?
Sorry.
While simultaneously embracing and subverting fairy tales, the irreverent Shrek also manages to tweak Disney's nose, provide a moral message to children, and offer viewers a funny, fast-paced ride.
Thank you, Sir Giles. Next time, I won't take a sip of water as you start to read the names of the directors, which is very funny. Victoria, quote in quotations, Vicky. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think that's a great summation of
wholeheartedly
the first Shrek. Wholeheartedly, okay. Because
yeah. It's tweaking the nose.
I'm glad that it brought that up.
It's a nose tweak.
I knew this from when I first saw Shrek.
Dude, I fucking hate when you tweak my nose.
Which, you know, well, hey, if you're deserving of a nose tweak, I'll tweak it.
I'm not.
You know what I think is interesting?
What?
I think that Shrek forced Disney to make fun of itself.
Definitely.
I think Shrek and its success proved that everybody was very aware and honestly a little tired of the Disney formula, the songs, the I Want song, the very Broadway-inspired stuff, the fairy tales, because Disney is such a behemoth that it's not like Shrek was just commenting on Disney movies of the 90s. You go far back as Snow White. You mm-hmm. go far back as Cinderella, Peter Pan, all those movies, Pinocchio, and it's because... Disney, thank you, keeps those movies in the rotation, you know? So even to this day, when you say Alice in Wonderland, you're going to think of the animated.
Which fucking one?
But you're the, like most people I think are, if I say Peter Pan, people think that. If I say, you know.
I immediately think Hugh Jackman, Blackbeard.
That's what you think of, was that the movie Pan? No, Pan. That was Peter Pan. Or no, that just one. Pan?
Pan.
There, you're right, that was Pan.
It's about the evil god Pan.
I say Snow White, and most people are going to think of the Disney animated, and that's not a bad thing. It's just that it proves that it's there. Like I think normally, if I were to say superhero, most people on the planet would think of
Steel,
Shaquille O'Neal Steel, exactly mm-hmm. Shaquille O'Neal's movie Steel, or Superman, or the Avengers. Now, like that has now become like
they just probably think Marvel movie,
right? Because it has become such a phenomenon and is so prevalent in people's minds. So, Shrek comes out in 01, and I think it forced Disney to go, okay, we can't just keep banking on what we do. Let's try The Emperor's New Groove. Let's try
what year was that?
That was like 03, I think. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try.
What year was Hercules? 99?
Hercules was like 97. So it was, and I'll give Disney credit too. The movies of the 80s and 90s, while still adhering to those formulas, they still did pretty groundbreaking and cool stuff. I'm not going to sit here and be like, Little Mermaid's bad because a Shrek will make fun of it. You know,
there are no mermaids in Shrek.
Yeah. Shrek 2 there is.
Well.
Just wait. We'll wait.
well.
But, I think that the influence of Shrek eventually led to, even by the time Disney felt comfortable enough to circle back to it with Frozen, which I think is their huge, obvious success. I think Tangled mm-hmm. did it too. I think Tangled was a great like you know warm
but
up to Frozen.
Near as, yeah,
that Frozen just took big. Off. Even though I think Tangled might be better. Like I might prefer Tangled.
Moana's the best.
Moana, all of those modern ones of like the you know 2010s, they kind of pull Shrek stuff. They make fun of it before. Another thing can parody it. You know, it's 8 Mile. It's Eminem at the end where he's like, yeah, I live in a trailer park, boo, boo, boo. And then Anthony Mackie's left with like, I
he's
can't say
anything.
He's
the best rapper ever.
You said boo, boo, boo. He said boo, boo, boo. What am I supposed to do? I'm Anthony Mackie. I guess I'll just be the Falcon. Like, that's what happens at the mm-hmm. end of 8 Mile.
Imagine if Eminem was in the Avengers.
Yeah.
Who would he play?
Venom. Coming at you with my Marvel's you, and I'm the suit. Eddie Brock is you. Yes. And I'm the Venom.
Venom. Boop, boop, boop.
Boop, boop, boop. Anthony Mackie's like, wow, this guy spits fire. I don't
oh
know what.
God.
Oh, my God. This guy's incredible.
This guy spits venom.
This guy spits venom. Like a raptor. Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Raptor venom.
Raptor venom, yeah. What's the name of the dinosaur that kills Nedry?
Fuckhead.
Nedry? Like Dionysus or something?
Yeah, Dionysus.
I feel like it's the Greek goddess of the hunt or something. Dionysosaur. I don't know. Yeah, Dionysosaur. Yeah,
yeah. It's that Greek god of wine that kills.
That's right. With its flares, mm-hmm. little tendrils, little
it
gills.
It deserves it.
So going back to Shrek and to that Rotten Tomatoes thing, the Rotten Tomatoes thing brings up, it's making fun of Disney hard. And that was something
it wouldn't mean.
I think some of it was a little mean.
What's mean?
No singing. That is straight up like.
That's not mean.
It's
funny.
Shrek is speaking on behalf of general audiences and being like, we're annoyed with your shit. Or your shit's corny. Kind of like, but then again.
But also, he doesn't want singing. It's within Shrek's character.
It absolutely is. I'm saying they used him as that mouthpiece to like, let's really kind of.
I wouldn't say it's mean.
Let's get in there a little bit. What was another one? I was trying to think of one that I thought was pretty messed up. Oh my God. Peter Pan selling Tinkerbell. Geppetto selling.
That was fucked up.
It's funny.
It was very
funny. It's funny, but it has this humor kind of like Mad Magazine or something. Like it feels like it's like a.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
this
a,
doesn't
you know.
Exist. If The Simpsons hadn't come out 7 years
yeah,
before or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, 10 years before.
10 years before.
10, 11, something like that. I mean, yeah, it has sort of that Simpsons humor. I'm rewatching those early seasons and I'm realizing it as an adult. I'm like, yeah, a lot of it is kind of mean. Meaner than I thought because everybody credits South Park and Family Guy for
but
being
like,
mean.
Disney, it's not punching down.
Correct? No, it's punching up.
Yeah.
And again, it
especially
just
like when it comes to it's really clean.
Yeah.
Or like just like poking fun of
Disneyland.
How you said it's like Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly. When they go to Duloc. But to go back to that Rotten Tomatoes, which I think is a great summary, it says at the same time it's doing that, it is embracing the fairy tale. And it is not so above it all that it's not going to give you a happy ending. They lived happily ever after.
There's
a moral lesson. You know, the music itself, that little theme I feel like is so fairy tale. Like it's so
more memorable than most Disney movie.
Correct.
Themes.
Than the score,
like
than
themes.
The themes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this is a movie that has the song All Star in it. And we're not humming All Star. We're humming like the,
well,
you know,
back then, what were we humming? 2001, what were you humming, dude?
Then I saw her face.
Not me, dude. Mama number five.
Believe it. That's right. So that was my biggest takeaway is. And then I'm going to kick it over to you for overall thoughts, Keller. But like,
are you giving me your overall thoughts right now?
I think so. I think that summary has led into me, you know, these are some of the things I was thinking about while watching the movie. I was like, man, like I said, I knew when the movie came out and I saw it as a kid, basically. I was a kid. I was
14.
Let's see. 14. Yeah, 14 when I watched it. I knew then it was making fun of Disney. And I also knew then that, like, it's a legit fairy tale with characters like Shrek and Donkey and Fiona, and they're wonderful characters. And the franchise kept going, and I liked the sequels even more and less and everything. And then years later, I worked on these movies. I worked on the 3D version that we saw tonight,
Hector,
which we can talk
great
about.
Great shots.
Thanks. I thought they were okay. I think Shrek
they're
2
great.
Is better. Shrek 3 has good 3D, but it's the worst movie. Anyway, we'll get
to talking
we'll,
about your,
thank you,
your
thank
shots.
You, thank you.
That's squash breaking.
Mm-hmm.
You did great.
That was tough. That was a tough
one. I believe it.
I worked more on Shrek the Third, which sucks, dude.
I'm sorry, dude.
And what? Shrek 2.
Who's a bad guy in Shrek the Third?
We'll get to it.
No shit.
I know.
Who is it?
Shit, I can't remember. Wait.
You've never even seen
wait,
it.
Wait. Okay, the second one is The Fairy Godmother.
Yeah.
Shrek the Third is the like a wizard. Justin Timberlake's in it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm trying to remember what I know that Rumpelstiltskin's is sort of like the antagonist in the fourth one,
mm-hmm.
and it has a whole It's a Wonderful Life thing. And then Humpty Dumpty's the bad guy in Puss in Boots, voiced by Zach Galifianakis.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Have you never seen the Puss in Boots movie?
No.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to rewatching
it. I'm probably
going
to like it more now.
Yes. So my overall thoughts on the first Shrek are, I've got a lot of
love,
and it was a big part of my upbringing, basically, and then later my career. So I have a lot of connection to this franchise, legit. And I think that despite all of that, me watching this movie as a 33-year-old, and I just turned 33.
Age of Christ.
Amen. Thank you.
Dude, don't die.
That it is like a 50% spoof and for adults and 50% earnest and for kids. And I'm like, it nails it.
Kind of a magic trick.
It pulls it off. It is a magic trick. And the last thing I'll say about my overall thoughts, this was my observation. No, I remember.
I have more questions about your overall thoughts.
Okay.
We're only 20 minutes into this shit.
I remember that as I was watching it, I realized, I feel like this movie has, in an effort to make fun of and kind of punch up, if you will, at the classic family film animated legacy that is Disney, it ended up replacing that space in a way. Because now when I think about fairy tale, just the word fairy tale.
All CG now.
Of course. And that's another thing I want to talk about. This movie looks better than Toy Story 1, but it is. And 2. Yeah. There's a lot of beautiful shots, but it is, in terms of animation, there's still a lot of clunkiness, which I think is really interesting, which is why I like Shrek 2 more. Shrek 4, I think,
but
is gorgeous.
But it looks pretty.
It does. Good. But in terms of animation, I'm talking about there'll be characters that go like this.
Hector's moving like a robot.
And it's a little robotronic, mm-hmm. as opposed to having a bit more fluidity in the movement, mm-hmm. where there's like, I mean, look, we just watched The Iron Giant.
And that guy moves like a robot.
And all the humans don't. If everybody else just did the stupid homework, like the animation is on this level where they are using the standard techniques, the methods that the people who it basically invented feature film animation and animation period, like discovered. They discovered the techniques where, I'll give you an example, if a character is going to move their hand like this, before the character just moves their hand up.
Hector's moving his hand up and away from him, and he's bringing it back.
Correct.
To him.
You have to do a thing where.
Like
and
he's swatting at a fly.
I learned and studied about a bunch of this stuff when I went to college to get my degree, but there is this action that happens before any of that movement. This mm-hmm. tiny little.
Of
like,
coming back.
In anticipation.
Like a pullback.
Like, yeah, but before I just shoot my hand up, it's going to come down to come back up. Do you see what I'm saying?
Not me.
This weird thing that I learned when studying animation, that in an attempt to create the illusion of life, you have to go a little bit more.
Exaggerate.
Yeah. To get it to sell, to get it to come across.
And there's
like,
a fine line.
Correct. Correct. Before between being animated.
Over animated.
Thank you. Absolutely. What's a good example of something that's over animated?
Mini episode of Batman.
Batman, the animated series, has so much of that. Whereas the really great moments, there's a lot of stillness.
And then we watch the movie.
Yeah.
We watch Mask of the Phantasm and you can tell they got a budget. You're like, we're going to spend some time on this scene. And it's like,
looks great.
No, that's when they overanimate sometimes.
Oh, you're right. I remember
when
that.
They spend too much time on it, I guess.
See, that's why I want to get to the new Batman adventures where they
it's
sleek,
all pretty good.
They sleekify everything. Even in Superman, they sleek everything to a point where they'll achieve some of that stillness so that it doesn't look like characters are like wibbly wobbly. Mm-hmm. But then when a character moves, it's like, oh, I like
dynamic.
That. I like that little movement. I like that little. But just to go back to some of the robotronic animation, and it's very minimal, and overall it has solid movement and solid animation. The characters themselves feel real. They feel solid.
Donkey running?
Donkey is maybe the best animated character in the movie.
Definitely.
And that's the toughest. That's a quadruped. That is a, you know, that's a nice boulder. That's a mm-hmm. tough character to pull off. And Shrek has these proportions where it's like, what they're able to do with him, like, frankly, Fiona, is as well as she's animated, kind of like doesn't surprise me. I'm like, yes, that kind of makes the most sense to me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting it mixed up, and I should be giving the most praise to Fiona because human characters were impossible to do
and
at that time.
She's the best human character.
Up to this point.
Yeah.
Up until 2001, absolutely. In CG, totally. And I think maybe the Shrek proportions and the donkey proportions help them be a little bit more cartoony, or like they can kind of get things. Because Shrek has such a waddle, but it's like he still feels believable. It's consistent throughout. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? His tiny little legs, his huge arms, his big old fingers, his big sausage fingers. Like those three main characters move really well. And then other stuff. Farquaad is well animated. The dragon, she's got funky proportions, but she still moves pretty well. Like, yeah, they did an overall fantastic job knowing how fucking hard it was to do CG animation then versus now. And they came out of the gate. This is DreamWorks Animation's third movie after Prince of Egypt, Ants, and then Shrek.
Do they do Chicken Run?
Yeah, but they kind of combined with Aardman.
That
and
counts.
I think that came out 04, I want to
really?
Say. Maybe I'm wrong. When did that come out? 98? When did Chicken Run come out? I'll look it up.
I got it.
I'll look it up. But that's like an Aardman.
I got it.
Animation that DreamWorks like produced, maybe put the money up for, and then like distributed.
That was 2000, year before.
Wow, really? Huh. Mm-hmm, interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, what in the hell is the? I need to look up the DreamWorks animation distributed by DreamWorks Pictures. Let me see. Well, there's a bunch of more stuff to talk about. The other crazy thing is Shrek's the first one that won
Best Picture.
Best animated picture.
It deserved it.
I think so too,
just
but
kidding.
Also
I don't remember what else came out that
award should have existed since
forever.
The 40s or what, mm-hmm. Like it should have existed, you know, but it's always been only Disney. So maybe that's why it didn't exist until Disney started to get some competition by like with Don Bluth in the
'80s.
You know, and then this company in the
An American Tale should have won Best Picture 2000s. At the Oscars.
Yeah, Best Picture.
Best Picture.
Let me see about their filmography. Come on, DreamWorks Animations. That's what I want to see. So yeah, it goes Ants, The Prince of Egypt, The Road to El Dorado, Chicken Run, Shrek. Shrek's their fifth one.
Damn.
Wow. And
But second CG.
Yeah. After Ants.
Yeah.
Which like I need to rewatch Ants because I remember.
Good.
Liking it when I was a kid.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's a bad movie.
Listen, between that and A Bug's Life, 100%. Like in every
probably.
Category. But there were still things I liked about Ants, but I need
sure.
to rewatch it.
It's because you love Sly Stallone.
Yeah, I do. And J-Lo. Mm-hmm.
And not Woody Allen.
And when I was 12, I was like, Woody Allen's funny. Like
exactly.
I didn't know.
I also didn't know who he was when I saw that movie. I was like.
I knew Woody Allen is like, oh, he's the guy that everybody does impressions of. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, he's the guy who's supposed to be like the very like nervous Jewish guy that everybody has that voice. Oh, okay, he's great. it won Best
he
Picture,
sucks.
Academy Awards.
Yep, won Best Picture.
What else was I going to say?
2001.
Oh, I had a thought and it completely escaped my brain. Anyway.
This movie makes you angry as well.
Why?
Because the reaction on the internet. You hate that it is a meme.
Oh, so now you're asking me questions about my overall thoughts.
Yeah.
Bring it on. I say
that's
bring it
what
on.
We have to.
Bring it on. I do hate that.
Especially the way you feel about this.
I do hate that.
I think the fact that it has caused Shrek to live on in any capacity, I'm for. Especially if somebody does sit down and watch it again.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Because it's keeping it in the zeitgeist for sure.
It's right up there
but
in the zeitgeist.
It is.
What else is there with it?
Man,
what is Shrek equivalent?
Probably like, I think it's early 2000s nostalgia. So what else would be there? Like, you know, Britney Spears.
I guess it is
like
Smash
do you know what
Mouth.
I mean? Smash Mouth, like that whole. Uh-huh. That's what that is because it's not.
There's a Matrix reference. Let's go through every 2000s ass reference.
There's too many.
Yeah. There's so many.
The Macarena was
the
90s.
Macarena's
they
in
do
this.
The Macarena, which is insane. There's so many, but I have mixed feelings about it being... No, I don't. I really hate it. I really do hate
it's
that Shrek
okay.
has become a meme only because it makes me feel like young people who saw it as a kid when it came out or didn't, but like... found mm-hmm. it and are using it to make fun of it and stuff today. I feel like it's different than how SpongeBob is a meme. SpongeBob is a meme, but he's like a respected meme. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People use SpongeBob to make fun of other people. People don't make fun of SpongeBob. People like AOC used a SpongeBob meme. It's transcendent the way that people have memed SpongeBob. It's amazing. You get to Shrek. And people make fun
he's a butt.
Of Shrek. Yeah, people have...
I did hate that part.
Gifts
when the dragon
what?
Kissed Shrek's butt.
Oh, you did?
That's stupid.
You know. Listen, the movie opened with him farting in the water.
That's fine. Then the fish died and he had to eat it.
Eventually, the DreamWorks formula itself, which is kind of started with Shrek, became, let's get all the celebrity voices.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a fart joke in the trailer for the kids. And everybody's like all the animation people in the animation industry know this and dislike it and make fun of it. Adults who try to work in animation earnestly, they look at that stuff and they go, God, man, come on, DreamWorks. Like, or other movie studios, you know, animated studios.
Farts are funny.
I know, but it's like the lowest common denominator joke. But
who cares?
This movie opened
we're
with
trying
it and
to get
it's funny.
Goddamn butts.
Butts in seats. I don't like that Shrek is memed only because I feel that the people who meme Shrek don't think of it as a good movie, but rather think of it as like, a reference. Remember Shrek? And then it turns into Shrek is life. Shrek is, and people just use funny GIFs of the little like character models and they're all glitched out or whatever, like, mm-hmm. you know, whatever little things. That's what I think mostly. Like when there's like a Shrek movie festival and it's a bunch of, I saw this 5-10 years ago. There's a bunch of people that are like,
hate, you know, watching Shrek.
Yeah. Late teens, early 20s. And they're dressed up. They're like, Shrek. I'm like, you don't care that much. You're,
who cares?
You're
fine with me.
The joke is that you, wouldn't it be funny if somebody gave this much of a shit about Shrek? That's the joke. And it makes me mad because I'm like, there's a bunch of people that worked on those movies.
Yourself included.
But isn't that funny that Shrek starts punching up and then becomes the top of the world in the animation world? And then now people punch up at it. Like if you make fun of Shrek, you're just knocking it down a peg and it's fine.
Well, also Shrek like, did become what it was parodying.
Yeah.
In that it's like, we just got to make some fucking money off Shrek.
Yeah, dude. It's true. They did Shrek 2 and 3 at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think that Shrek 3 suffers story-wise, and we'll get to that. But the first Shrek is really special and weird because mm-hmm. it's like, it somehow succeeds.
Or it's also like, I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons, and this yeah. slipped under the radar because nobody Ooh. Knows. It's a PG kids movie.
Ooh,
and
PG.
Then this is a straight up a Simpsons episode.
Yeah, like absolutely.
It has,
it's like Treehouse of Horror, but not horror,
dirty
fantasy.
Jokes.
Yeah.
Like
it does. Do you suppose he's compensating for something?
Mm-hmm. Or he gets a boner.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's a boner.
Farquaad is going to like masturbate to the magic mirror. Like,
that's what I was.
Show it to me again, mirror. And you're like, ugh. What is that? Yeah, that was a
what
weird.
Is it?
That was a weird moment. All right. Hit,
John Lithgow, perfect.
Perfect.
Mike Myers, perfect.
Really
Eddie
great.
Murphy, perfect. Cameron yep. Diaz, perfect.
Yeah. Solid four. Lead four actors. Here's something I want to bring up in case somebody's listening and doesn't know this, or Keller, in case you don't know that. I think you do, though.
Okay. Oh, Chris Farley?
Chris Farley was going to play Shrek because they were working on this in the mid to late 90s. And then he passed away. He died. I think of
Talk about Mike Myers.
Drug overdose.
Yeah.
I think. Mike Myers being a friend of Farley, but also like being another SNL alum.
Mm-hmm.
They hired him, and he, and I don't remember if it's, I think I remember as a kid thinking like, oh, Mike Myers did it because his friend was Chris, like, cause he knew Chris and that's why he took this job. I don't think that's the case. I think he took the job because they paid him money to, like, I think he like took it
that's
as a job.
Both.
Maybe.
I think Mike Myers has said something about it.
Before the work was finished, he stepped in to voice the character, and there's clips you can see online. I'm sure if you're listening to this and you know about Shrek and you know enough about this or care about that, you can
if you
see
love Shrek.
Chris Farley voice work for Shrek. And he's like, hey, donkey, I just think, and he's kind of doing like kind of mm-hmm. a, what was his character name? Like Mick Foley, motivational speaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of this sort of, you
Band
know,
by the river.
Bustling sort of energetic thing, but real sweet. And that's what Farley, I'm sure, could have done. And
mm-hmm.
I still get sad about the fact that Chris Farley, because I'm like, dude, he should be around today with Adam Sandler and all the rest. Like, imagine the movies he would have done. Imagine the stuff he would have done. Every yeah. time he would have come back to host SNL, it would have been a joyous, like, you know, he's one of the all-time greats. And the other thing I want to mention too is that Mike Myers came in and he apparently recorded the whole movie or close to it in his Mike Myers voice. And then he was
just
messing.
Talking like Mike Myers.
Yep. Just like, I don't know, donkey. Like,
and then
he was messing around
watching
at home.
So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah, and remembered what he did in that movie.
Yep.
And went, oh, that's great.
Oh, that's great.
That's great. Sonny Jim. And he went to DreamWorks and said, I have an idea. Can I try this thing out? And he tried it. And then he was like, can I just re-record the entire movie? And I was trying to pay attention while watching the movie because I'm like, does it seem as though these voice actors are recording in the same room? Or are they doing it separately? You know, because if they're doing it separately, or maybe they already recorded.
They did a pretty good job.
Is Eddie Murphy reacting to regular Mike Myers, you know? And then Mike Myers then in later goes in and goes like, all right, now I'm going to do the Scottish voice and just try to match Eddie's energy or whatever. Like, I don't know if that's how they did it. I'm curious about that. Mm-hmm. But in any case, DreamWorks was like, yeah, let's do it. And like spent money to re-record Mike Myers doing this movie. And I think it's a perfect voice for this character. Like, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Picture any other accent or voice style or anything. It's
Mike
crazy.
Myers' normal voice is weird.
It's just kind of
like
a normal,
if you watch
nice
Sorry,
Canadian
Married
Boy,
Expert, it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
it's like he's not doing a funny voice. Uh-huh. It's almost a relief when he's playing his dad.
And then, yeah, and then he...
that's the only movie where he plays a normal person.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And then you have Austin Powers. You've got Wayne's World.
The Cat
you've
got in the Hat.
The Love Guru. All the greats.
The greats.
The one, Boogie Nights, he was in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious Basterds.
I don't think he's in Boogie Nights.
I think he is. Doesn't he say that he wants to suck Mark Wahlberg's pee-pee? Doesn't he say that?
Oh, maybe.
I think that's Boogie Nights.
Okay.
He's in, where's the one where Gwyneth Paltrow is a flight attendant?
That one.
I think he has like a little cameo. Anyway.
I don't know.
Mike Myers is great. I'd love for him to be able to...
The only flight attendant movie I can think of is Catch Me If You Can.
It's not that. I'd love for him to be able to come back in a big way, but I feel like that ship has sailed. Not in a bad way.
You don't think the Gong Show did it?
I just think that was interesting, wasn't it?
That was weird.
That he did it, and everybody was like,
and
it's Mike Myers.
Insisted on it.
Yeah. And but like, look, hey, Sacha Baron Cohen does the same shit.
That's different.
Yeah.
He's like doing a social commentary bit.
Correct.
Mike Myers
trying
is
to
like,
get people on
camera.
I'm going
to play a weird host.
On a game show where everybody knows.
You're going to watch a new Borat movie?
Yeah, I think so. It'll probably be funny.
I got to rewatch the old Borat movie.
Yeah.
I wonder how that holds up.
I'm curious as well.
Didn't that come out the same year as this shit or something?
No, I feel like Borat was 08.
Oh, okay.
I feel like maybe.
Really?
06 or
okay.
08 or
some
something.
Reason,
anyway,
early as hell.
No matter how awful Borat is, remember, Sacha Baron Cohen is in on the joke. He knows it's awful. That's the whole point of the, you know.
Yeah.
He gets horrible people to high-five him. You know, that's the whole premise.
Did you watch the trailer for the
new
one?
Yeah, I did. I watched it today.
Yeah.
What is more scary, the virus or Democrats? And I'm like, Democrats. And he's like, high five. Like, that's the whole point, is that he...
is spraying the wall.
Yeah.
Hitting the wall with the pot. I'm excited about it, even.
Yeah.
Him having a daughter is funny.
Yeah, but then that one joke, I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
But that is like,
boy.
Man.
Boy, oh boy.
I want to know who he's talking to.
I am
some
glad
fundamentalist person.
Kazakhstan is not a real country.
Is it not a real country?
I don't think it is.
I thought the actual country, Kazakhstan, got mad about it.
Oh, well, they're going to get mad again because he's...
We should know more about geography.
We should. Shouldn't we?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
it's a real place.
Florida's over there. Maine's up there.
Yeah, it's a real place.
Washington's up there and California's down
there. Amen, brother.
That's it. Alaska, Hawaii.
And goddamn Canadians up north.
we'll figure everything else out.
Yeah, it's south of Russia.
Okay. Is it? Kazakhstan's real?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
They're going to be pissed because that trailer.
Us?
No.
Do you not remember?
If you're listening
it's
from
like
Kazakhstan.
I didn't even see the movie. And I remember that there was a like the people of Kazakhstan were pissed.
Yeah, because
about Borat.
He paints that country in the worst possible light.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I know nothing of Kazakhstan.
And neither do I. I'm sure that it's fine. I'm sure it's nice
and fine. I'm
sure
it's fine, too.
But
if he said it about Russia, I'd be like, fine. Russia can take the heat.
That's true. Yeah, they can. Exactly. That's, you know, punch up. Don't punch down. I don't know. Maybe Kazakhstan's done horrible stuff. I don't know.
I don't know.
Not the people, but the country itself, you know, the leadership.
Again, I got to do more geography.
Mm-hmm. That's whatever.
I've been looking at diplomacy.
Did you ever used to know all the state capitals?
I think I did at some point.
Idaho.
I used to also have to know every president and vice president and what the years of their terms were.
Why? For school?
Yeah, for school.
Dumb.
It was
really
stupid.
Dumb. Really. Especially
one of the dumber things.
After these past 4 years, I'm like, presidents are stupid.
Yeah, name a good
one.
Like, you can't.
There's no. I'm
there's
like,
not
it's
a
not,
single good president.
There's just the worst
Can
part.
You name
of, that's
one?
The worst part about our history.
Definitely.
Well, first of all, slavery is the worst part of it, and then Native American genocide, the internment camps of the Japanese Americans, and then what's happening to Mexicans today? Okay, maybe like 100th on the list.
True.
Is making students give a shit about presidents.
We're talking like thing. No, actually, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like number 100.
It's all written into it.
Yep, it's all there. It's all written into it. Okay, what's Idaho? Capital Idaho.
Fuckface.
Boise.
Idaho.
Boise. Mm-hmm.
What's South Dakota?
Oh, God, I used to know this.
Okay,
Pierre?
North Dakota. I don't fucking know.
I think it's Saint-Pierre.
Saint-Pierre.
This is bad because
that's
now
French as hell.
Now we're naming places where people could be listening to us from those places. They're sitting not in that city and being like, come on,
okay,
guys.
Yeah, we have one of the 200 people in South Dakota
yeah.
listens to this podcast, and they're going to be you. Pissed that we don't know the capital.
It. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we do greatly appreciate it.
And I don't.
These people know where they live.
I don't
and they know,
just
we
know,
don't know anything.
California because we live in California. I know it because.
I barely know any California.
I know California, Sacramento. I know New York, Albany.
Thank you.
Wait, is that right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not New York City. I know.
What's Texas?
Jesus Christ. Don't tell me.
You know this.
Don't tell me.
You know this.
Dallas. Nope. Austin.
There it is.
It's Austin, really?
Yeah.
It is because of the Alamo.
Yep.
That place is the worst.
That's not where the Alamo is. That's in San Antonio.
I did. I went to San Antonio. That's where I went.
You haven't been to Austin. You're right.
I haven't been to Austin. I haven't been there because it's weird and I want to go.
The Alamo? You want to go to the Alamo?
No, I want to go to Austin.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go to the
Alamo. They're trying to keep
Alamo.
It weird. Did you go to the Alamo?
Yeah. It sucked.
It's not great.
It's small, and that was the first time I met Abby's parents.
But also...
And her dad was like, hey, so I was doing a bunch of reading, and it turns out there's a bunch of messed up stuff happening here. And I'm like, yep, yeah, sorry.
One of the more messed ups.
Anyway.
A bunch of drunk Americans just hold up in here for a while.
You want slaves. And the Mexicans, because it was Mexico at the time, they were like, no, but don't. But don't.
But don't.
And then
you're just gonna live in this church?
That was a part of the secession, the rebellion. So... Isn't that crazy? We're sitting in what used to be Mexico. And before then, it was land, just land that belonged to Native Americans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It
belonged to anybody.
Yes, it did.
Native American? Yeah.
They had territory.
That's true. That's true. But in the sense of like...
Does any of it belong to any of us?
Amen, brother. The only one...
It's the only one
that this land belongs to?
Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Okay, what other questions you... think of another question for me. Also, hand me one of those. What is that?
It's candy.
Oh, cool. I'm going to have one of these.
Okay.
And the other thing I want to talk about is... Where you want to put it? Take it.
Right here.
Go ahead. Okay.
What did you want to talk about? You can't eat a candy while you're talking.
I'm trying
Hector
to chew
just
it
got
so
really,
sour.
Really got by a Sour Patch Kid just then.
Because I'm like, I'll just chew it real quick. No, those
it's
are the
like
ones you got to suck on.
It's like when you give a baby a lemon.
We watched a movie in 3D tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to watch 4 Shrek movies in 3D over the course
they
of the next...
They didn't put Puss in Boots in 3D.
They did, but I don't have a copy of it.
Why?
Because I didn't like Puss in Boots.
I don't care. You need to have the most definitive 3D movie collection in existence.
All right.
You need to have every 3D movie possible.
I don't want
to
have a bunch of bad... You know why I don't want to have a bunch of bad movies, though? You know why?
Space. I need to keep
no,
space.
No, not just that. Not why? Just that. I understand
You don't want to support those movies? You won't. Because
not just
they're
that.
All out of print.
Kind of. But the main thing is, I don't ever want to put one of those movies on to try to sell 3D.
You never have to.
Because, it'll just be, somebody will have
to seek
it out.
It's just part of your 3D library.
And just keeping it alive?
Yes. Keeping
it's not a bad idea.
Medium of 3D alive.
Okay. I don't hate that. I don't hate that.
It's why you should, you have a couple movies you don't like in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you weren't going to buy Alita Bolita Angel.
Probably not.
But the 3D's fucking
it's
awesome.
It's really cool.
And, that's when you could show somebody if you were trying to show off 3D.
That's true. That's true. If
especially
comes
since
over,
a lot of people fucking love that movie.
Yeah, and if anybody comes over and I'm like, 3D? And they go, I don't know. And I go, well, come on. What kind of movies do you like? And they go, my favorite movie is Alita Battle Angel.
I love fucking Alita Bolita Angel.
It's one of those assholes online that I go, hey, do you want to watch Captain Marvel? They go, no, but I'll watch Alita Battle Angel because that's the type of female empowerment I like. And I go, okay, that's fucking weird. Right. You should leave my house. That's weird.
It's 2 stars.
Don't make this. Don't pit those women against each other. You don't have to do that. Anyway, here, let's watch Alita Bolita.
Who'd win that fight? Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
She's an alien.
That's true. She's got Kree powers.
She's got Kree blood.
That's right. Annette Bening gave it to her. Annette Bening's pretty cool in that movie.
She is.
I like that she's in that movie.
I love Annette Bening.
Yeah. You know what I re-realized today is I was looking at some Marvel comic stuff. The character that she plays is male in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Mar-Vell.
Mm-hmm.
But he also, when he first came to the planet and he was a super, he had white hair. So then you have Annette Bening and she kind of has white hair in the movie. Yeah. I'm like, that's cool.
They nailed it.
Anyway.
Maybe the best part of that movie.
The 3D for Shrek 1. I worked on a handful of shots. I think I did most of my work on Shrek 2 and 3, and we'll get to those. So
three
I did
being your favorite.
I did a little bit, no, least favorite. I did a little bit of stuff here and there. But overall, the 3D's okay.
It's pretty good.
I think I would have liked a little bit more pushing it in places. Mm-hmm. But for example, just to kind of give it that broad overview, when we're watching it, it has that aquarium feeling, right? We have our TV screen is the frame. We're looking almost through a window to the outside world, except the outside world only goes, it punches past a little past our wall. And in some of those big shots where they're looking at like the landscape and everything, I'm like, I would have pushed it just further. Mm-hmm. That's basically my main critique. And there's some sequences where some of the edges of characters look a little wonky.
Especially overall, in great. Like when it's a bright blue sky.
Yes. That was a tough, I had one shot in that sequence. It's a tough sequence because the bright blue sky is so fake blue that it's like
so contrast.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember we were trying to really pull off the sunflowers off of that sky mm-hmm. and push the sky back there. The shots at night I thought looked good when they're looking at the stars.
The stars are cool.
Yeah, I was like, and I think they pushed out the moon just a little bit, but basically at the same, they're all kind of at the same distance.
Matrix shot was cool.
Yeah, very cool. What did you think of the 3D overall?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't notice the mistakes
sure,
like you did.
Sure.
Were there any mistakes or was it just not as...
I'm sure if I watched it again,
you'd find something.
I could be like, boop, there, rewind it yeah. and maybe kind of look at some weirdness. But mm-hmm. overall, it's great. I think the castle had that whole sequence was great.
And there
for
were some
3D.
Sequences that, like Donkey running through the forest.
Fantastic.
Looked great.
That shot, absolutely.
And Donkey, that animation of Donkey is great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely like a one of the, you know,
mm-hmm.
pristine shots of the film is that little chasing Donkey right behind his butt. Okay, so that's what I would say about the 3D overall.
Eddie Murphy, so fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he steals the show.
Absolutely.
He's the funniest part of this movie.
And thankfully, what I like about that is that Shrek is still funny himself. Like, he's a funny where we're laughing at and with Donkey, but we're kind of laughing with Shrek the whole time. Do you know what I mean? He entertains himself, which I love. I think that's adorable that he makes jokes just for himself. And then keeps going.
And
I'm
they
like,
are
yeah.
funny, and Donkey just doesn't get them.
He's a solitary guy.
Time. Yeah,
I love that. And Fiona's a really interesting character, and I think she kind of gets, I don't know, actually, we'll see if she gets more or less interesting as the series goes on, because now she is Ogre.
Mm-hmm.
And so Shrek 2, 3, 4, she's going to be Ogre Fiona. I think they do some interesting stuff with her in 4, but it's like, the movie is going to be about Shrek. All the movies, and they're going to be about this male perspective of
it
like.
It kind
of
sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it should have been Shrek and Fiona, maybe.
Yeah, but, you know, anytime you have a story like this where it's like about them falling in love,
mm-hmm.
I think storytellers know how to do it, especially if there are a lot of male storytellers and animators. The directing team was a man and a woman, which is great,
mm-hmm.
so that both of them could bring their perspective and you know, guide the ship and stuff. But, like, I think a lot of
it... Do you know what this director went on to do next?
No, I know that Victoria has done live action and animation, but I didn't look at the other guy. I'm sure that they've both done...
I want you to guess.
No idea. I couldn't.
Andrew Adamson.
What else did Andrew Adamson direct?
The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Okay. Not bad. I mean...
It's bad.
It's bad?
It's a bad movie.
Okay, I need to rewatch it.
It's not good.
I remember thinking it was fine, but I could never get into that world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a bad movie.
As soon as they're like, Mr. Tumnus, I'm like, this is not for me. This is not my jam. But, okay. All right. What about
this
Victoria?
This is not my Turkish delight.
It's not my Turkish delight. That's right. Now I'm curious. Now you got me curious.
Vicky Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
Vicky Jensen. Shark Tale.
Not great.
Blee.
Anything else? Come on. Give me something else. Give me something
good.
Tell me something good.
Ooh. I don't know what any of this other stuff is.
Name it.
Okay, sorry, I got to get open it back up. Post-grad in 2009 with Alexis Bledel.
Wait, no. That sounds like an Alexis Bledel movie.
Nope.
Okay.
Spirit Riding Free.
Is that like a Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron show or movie?
No. Wait. Yes?
Cool.
I don't fucking know.
Mm.
Spellbound is coming out.
Cool.
Yeah, so not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm curious too.
Shrek and the Swamp Karaoke Dance Party.
That's next for me, buddy.
Yep.
And then the
I've seen that.
The Ghost of Farquaad.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. That's what Donkey says about
that. We still haven't gotten to your overall thoughts, man.
Yeah, we have.
Anything else that you wanted to know from me?
I can't think of anything. It's great.
Yeah.
It holds up. I was scared a little bit of how well it would hold up.
Dreading this for a week. Every time I saw you, you're like, I don't know, man. I don't have a good feeling about Shrek. I'm like, what? You're like, I think it's going to be shitty. You were really scared.
It's only because I think the internet maybe convinced me it was bad.
That's why I hate that it's been memeified. But
then I watched it, and
at what point
I remembered,
in the movie?
Well, just when I remembered every line that was coming up. Like, as soon as were in line and taking Donkey to the thing, the immediately popped into my brain. Oh, I love to talk.
I'm talking to the damn thing. Great moment. And as soon as all of the fairy tale characters got to
Shrek, I'm looking down.
Yeah, I'm looking down. It's so straightforward and basic. You know, it's not trying to reinvent stuff. It has a very straightforward premise. Shrek goes to save the princess because he wants to get characters off of his swamp, and by the end of the story he'll fall in love with the princess and she falls in love with him. Done. Bing bang boom. Or as Eminem would say,
beep boop bop.
Beep boop bop. Palms are sweaty, knees beep, weak, boop, palms are heavy, beep boop bop. Oh shit. Oh shit, dude. He said beep boop bop. Straightforward characters, easy relationships. Shrek is so curmudgeon, he hates Donkey, but by the end he's like, you're my friend, Donkey.
Donkey, you're my friend, like
Donkey.
Under the layers.
As soon
onion.
As the characters, the fairy tale characters, showed up on Shrek's swamp, and then we had the three blind mice, which
were very funny.
One of them was voiced by Mike Myers,
which is great to know.
I
want Mike Myers to play at least two characters in everything
per movie. Then you had like the big bad wolf and Pinocchio and all these other side characters. It's like I got myself super excited for Shrek 2, 3, 4 because
they all are a part of the gang now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like fun. Like they really have fun with a lot of
giant,
these characters.
Gingerbread
man.
Giant Gingy.
That character's name is Mungo.
Oh yeah.
It's like, I don't know why.
It's from.
What's it from?
I think it's from. Maybe Three Amigos?
Three Amigos is Mungo?
I said Three Amigos.
Three Amigos. I haven't seen that one. Is that good? Three Amigos? I just got real excited for Shrek 2, 3, 4. So you saw these as kids
or
in your 20s.
Or is from...
Mungo. I don't know.
It's from Blazing Saddles.
There you go. Keller, you also said that you think that Shrek 1 is going to be your fave.
Just probably nostalgia is going to hold it. And I remember not liking 2 as much as a kid, but you said it's better as an adult.
I think it is better, and I am looking forward to seeing
who does the voice of the fairy godmother?
The woman from Absolutely Fabulous.
Ab-fab.
The redheaded woman, not the blonde woman. Okay. And she's hysterical.
She's perfect.
And then
plays
I think...
Prince Charming?
I want to say it's Rupert Everett, maybe? Maybe I'm wrong. Who plays Prince Charming. Right. 3 has major problems, and I can't wait to rip into Shrek the 3rd, but everybody and their mother shits on Shrek Forever After, and nobody's seen it. And I'm like, y'all need to rewatch that movie.
It's because the name
is
perfect.
Yeah, but everybody goes, oh, the 4th Shrek movie? Automatically bad. I'm like, look. They did the first movie.
Julie Andrews plays the queen.
Yeah.
John
Cleese
is
the king. Yeah.
Rupert Everett.
Yeah, got it right.
Jennifer Saunders.
Yep.
And we get Antonio Banderas.
Oh my God,
he's fucking great.
That's basically why I think Shrek 2 is better than the first Shrek, because you bring in Puss in Boots and he is
he's so funny.
Such a good character.
Okay, it might. Again, didn't know what to think going into this.
And that's why I'm excited for your adult brain to like watch it and be like, what's the story? What's the script? How are the jokes? How are the references? How's the music? You know, to see if it is overall better. I think I'm just such a huge fan of, I can so appreciate when a sequel nails it, because I'm fascinated with that process. I'm fascinated with the,
it's hard.
We did one and now we have 3 years to crank out another one, and we're working on the 3rd one at the same time, and I'm like, that's a mistake.
It is a mistake.
And you can tell when you get to Shrek the
3rd. Lord of the Rings ruined it.
Yeah, you can't just do that for every movie, dude. But then they took some time before they got to Shrek 4. I think they didn't do it until they had a story.
It was 3 years every time, though.
It was, wasn't it? It went 04, 07, 2010.
So even if they worked on them at the same time.
But the difference is, I think the difference is that Shrek 2 and 3 were done almost on top of one another. but they still spaced it out, or like they had gone so far in the story.
Make sense.
They had gotten so far in the story that they're like, well, we have to finish animating this story. We recorded it. Mm-hmm. Let's knock it out. So that by the time 07 came out, I think maybe they hadn't started on Shrek Forever After.
Is there like a 2-3 through line?
A little bit. I think so. Well, maybe. I'm interested about all this stuff. I think that 4 is definitely the most removed. Like 2 and 3 almost does feel a little bit like Pirates of the Caribbean 2 and 3 or Matrix 2 and 3. 4 is just
like another episode.
Yeah, 4 is like, okay, we're back and it's been years. Here's
Javier Bardem's in it.
Here's what they're doing. Is Javier Bardem in that? No, that'd be cool.
Because we're pirates.
Yeah, no, Javier Bardem was in the 5th one.
And he was scary.
Penelope Cruz is in the 4th one.
I know, but she's great. I know we're doing that, but that's how far removed we are.
Javier Bardem should be in the 5th Shrek.
Who should he be?
Oh, who's a good fairy tale villain that they haven't done yet?
But like it can't even like Fairy Godmother isn't a villain.
Correct. Correct. Stuff. So it could be like a character from a fairy tale character subversion. Let me think on this. Fairy tale.
They already spent Geppetto. Can't be Geppetto.
Fairy tale. It's true. Fairy tale.
Hansel and Gretel, Grandma Witch, Wicked Witch. No.
Some kind of a wizard warlock Javier Bardem could play. Some kind of a creature with pathos. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
Pathos.
Mm-hmm.
The creature.
I need to know more.
Tom Bombadil.
Fairy tales. I don't know. Mother Goose. I don't know who he could.
Ooh, that'd be good.
You know what's great about the
Larry King
the fourth
plays
one?
The ugly stepsister in
yeah.
number two?
There's so many great stuff that's coming up that I'm really excited about. Keller, why don't you wrap up your final thoughts on Shrek the First?
Better than I remember.
Yeah.
Or actually, probably. Actually, no, better than I remember.
That's good.
I'm glad we watched it. I'm glad we're finally getting to go on this journey. Yes. I don't know if it's on the list. Shrek's not on the list, is it? And it should be, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not on the list of the 500 greatest movies ever made, it should be.
That's a weak list that doesn't have enough animation.
Yes.
You know, because again, that original...
It's a game changer.
That list in that magazine is definitely skewing towards movie bros. And movie bros are not going to have a poster of Shrek up in their dorm room. But at the same time, there's so many like obscure films on that list that we've already seen and we have yet to get to that are sort of beloved cinema and people think about them in that sense. And I think big commercial projects like this are going to get overlooked. And also just animation, you know?
I think it's more the animation thing. Even.
Absolutely.
Especially at this point, good luck seeing Shrek get on a list.
I know.
Because
unless
meme
it's
thing,
like the 100 greatest animated films, and then it'll, then it'll break top 20.
Mm-hmm.
When it's like, it'll be in the top 20. I think that's
fair.
Fair. I think the top 10 could be reserved for like Beauty and the Beast and Toy Story and, you know, Snow White and like...
All the
Spider-Verse, like
Persepolis.
Exactly. Okay. What do you think you are? Let's talk a little bit about the sequels, just real briefly. And also, in case anybody at home gives a shit, I'm about to go watch the karaoke party
special.
And the
thing is,
the
I have the
4D.
Entire karaoke party memorized,
so you don't have to watch it.
So I don't need it.
I'm going to be trying to do all of the specials, the Shrek short films, the Shrek TV specials. The Shrek, like, extra stuff that they have. And we're going to watch the musical.
Shrek the musical.
Are we doing that just for the Patreon? We should.
No.
No? Doing it for everybody?
Everyone deserves that.
Okay. I've never seen it.
Me neither. I wonder if it's good.
I don't know.
Because, again,
that's not
this
my thing.
Whole thing makes fun
and then it,
of
and,
that.
And then,
and
it,
then
becomes,
it becomes an actual stage show only for rich people.
Yeah. Yeah, right? That's weird. You know what else I love about Shrek? It's referenced in I Am Legend.
Duloc is a perfect place. Here we have... No, There's perfect town. Here we have some rules. Let us lay them down.
Wipe your face. Duloc is...
As a kid,
Duloc is...
That was the funniest
it?
Shit yeah. in the world.
You got it. You knew that they were going to say ass.
Yeah, you can even see his butt crack.
I know.
You can see a little doll butt cracks.
I know. It's pretty great.
Someone made those dolls.
Yeah.
And butt
it's all CG Keller, but yeah, they did. They made them.
Some man. Geppetto carved every one of those dolls.
Do you remember? In I Am Legend when Will Smith is like, he wakes up.
I don't like I Am Legend.
And that kid that...
Is that bad?
No, that's fine. That's fine. You still like Will Smith, right?
Oh,
Will
no.
Smith's great.
That's what ruined it for me.
Boy, that sucks.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he's so good in that movie.
It's a one and done it for me. It was good first time.
Yeah.
Anytime after, I'm like, now we just get to be sad and it's kind of boring.
And after COVID, it's like, it's like not fun.
That's going to be every movie ever now.
Yeah. Any movie about a virus. The rabbit's foot. I'm like, oh, guys.
The anti-god.
Come on. But I like that part, how it's referenced in, it just goes back to.
What is the reference?
The reference is that Will Smith gets like knocked out.
What year is I Am Legend?
2009? 2008? No, 07.
Fucking love Shrek.
Yeah, it's great.
Which we shouldn't forget.
No, absolutely not. And it works on two levels.
Shrek is better than Despicable Me.
Oh, by far,
and
dude.
Minions.
By far, absolutely. Shrek is still one
but
of the best.
But also that is more for kids than Shrek.
Shrek, right. But you just said it, man. Kids can like Shrek. Why did there have to be movies like, I'm going to rag on DreamWorks themselves a little bit, Trolls,
dude,
and
apparently
Shark Tale.
World Tour is pretty good. And Shark Tale was
the first
for adults.
Trolls was rough
to
get through.
Too much so.
Too much so. Shark with Martin
Tale
Scorsese.
Was like, we got to make up gangsta
Puffer
sharks.
Fish. Angelina Jolie as the sexy fish. Yeah. Renee Zellweger as the girl fish. Like, stop.
The girl fish.
Why do these films have to have that stuff? That's the other thing, too, is that in trying to chase the Robin Williams as the genie success that Disney got, despite Robin Williams being like, don't put my name on this. Don't sell this as me, mm-hmm. you know, and they did it anyway, which he was pissed about, and it sucks, and that was Katzenberg. And then Katzenberg goes over to DreamWorks and does this. Despite them
and then he goes over to wherever
Quibi.
The fuck and does Quibi.
Quibi. But despite the fact that they got four of arguably the biggest movie stars, Mike Myers, Cameron Diaz, right? Eddie Murphy, John Lithgow. These guys are like movie stars. They've been in tons of movies. They're box office draws. Maybe not Lithgow, but like.
What are you talking about? Third Rock from the Sun was fucking huge.
It was. It was. But
at this time,
they were so expertly cast and they did such a good job with their characters that I'm not trying to take anything away from them while I'm also trying to be like, voice actors have been losing jobs for those major animated roles. But cut to, you know, 5-10 years later with all these different movies, B-movie, all these different things that DreamWorks is pumping out. You've got Blue Sky doing stuff. You've got Illumination.
Make sure it works.
It just, the way that animated movies become like long lasting and that kids can like them is you have to make them good. The animated movies that are just for kids, the Minions and the Despicable Me's and stuff like that, like, it's
Scoob.
I don't think it's gonna last, man. Scoob was a real bummer. I needed to give it another shot.
What?
Big bummer.
The 5 minutes was a big bummer.
Big bummer. Because I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason that Pixar has basically been leading that for the past 20 years.
And they're even like the best at the celebrity thing.
Correct. Like Craig T. Nelson. It's like, what? Holly Hunter, perfect cast for The Incredibles. Like,
or the Inside Out cast is bonkers.
Absolutely. But they've always been about story is number one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Shrek was
and
able
sure matches.
Shrek was able to squeak by on little story, thin story, but like solid animation, humor, and heart. And there's a lot of heart at the end of this. I can't wait to get to Shrek 2. I'm so excited about Shrek 4. I'm even excited about watching Puss in Boots again. I've only seen it once. So I don't know how I'm going to feel about it again. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
And I'm going to watch all that extra crap. And despite all this, Shrek is still one of DreamWorks' best franchises. This is up there with How to Train Your Dragon, Kung Fu Panda. You know, everything else is kind of mid-tier for me.
I prefer both of those
me
over
too.
Shrek.
Me too,
probably.
Me too. But hey, Shrek had to, you know.
Pave the swamp.
Pave that swamp, baby. All right, everybody. Keller's not going to tell you where you can go watch Shrek 2, where you can rent it.
You got to rent it wherever you rent things.
It's unfortunately not streaming anywhere.
No, it's not.
So if you don't have a 3D Blu-ray or a regular Blu-ray.
Or a DVD.
Or DVD.
Or VHS. This was back then.
Yeah, Shrek 2? Maybe. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I'm sure there's a VHS 4 set.
Because Return of the King came out double VHS
yeah,
set.
Yeah. Then definitely.
They did it for
then
a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Into the for DVD sure. era.
Oh, boy. I'm excited. I'm going to have a lot.
They still make DVDs. Isn't that weird?
Yes. It is.
Are you mad or happy about it?
Happy, because there's some movies where they're like, we don't have the technology to up-res it. Like, there's some movies that are just
we don't have the technology. We can't. Just fucking put the Blu-ray file on a Blu-ray
Listen,
disc.
If we put this on Blu-ray, it'll hurt your eyes, okay? I don't know what to tell you.
It's going
to
look too good.
It's going to look like poopy caca, okay? You're going to put it on, your eyeballs are going to hurt, you're going to complain to me, and I'm going to say, what do you want from me?
It's me, Donnie Blu-ray.
This movie is Whoopi Boys. Nobody has the technology to update this on Blu-rays.
You're no Douglas Bubble.
So either you get it on DVD or you don't get it, okay? I say, let me get it on DVD.
How many DVDs do you have?
I got a shelf.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I have the first, like,
every animated movie.
13 seasons of The Simpsons. I've got Cats Don't Dance. I've got all the Nickelodeon Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And all of those I would upgrade if they fucking put them on Blu-ray.
I think I only have all of Boy Meets World.
That's a good one. I've got Genndy Tartakovsky Star Wars.
Oh, hell yeah.
You got it. Like, I'm like, put that on
Blu-ray.
Dude,
Primal's about to come out.
Yeah. On Blu-ray? Or season 2?
Season 2.
Primal's great. Now we're in an animation state of mind, baby.
Yeah, we are.
Keller, thank you so much for watching this movie with me. Duh. And for eating Swedish fish with me, bro.
Swedish fish. So, welcome to Swiss.
I just want to thank everybody for listening. And tell us who your favorite character in Shrek 1 is. That's what I want to know.
Wait, who's your favorite character? There's only one correct answer.
Donkey.
Yep, it's Donkey. Yeah. He's fucking hilarious. He's making waffles.
Listen, he loves
the boulder.
Listen, Gingy's great for one scene.
Yeah.
Okay, and he comes in,
Muffin Man.
It comes in with a tiny Tim reference at the end, which is great. God bless us, everyone.
Yeah, very hot rod.
The magic mirror is really funny.
Not in it enough.
Right. The magic
mirror. But also, I did not like what's behind rip number one.
I love that shit. The dating game. Yeah. I thought that was funny. Who else has some standout characters in this? Fiona's great. Shrek's great. Mm-hmm. Farquaad's great. Those four are.
Farquaad's great.
Great. Farquaad's great. Yeah, but I got to give it to Donkey Dude. Donkey Dude. What about you? What's your favorite character?
Donkey Easy.
All right. Great, great, great.
Easy.
I want to hear from you. Your favorite character in Shrek 1. Go ahead and email us at 500greatestfilms@gmail.com. Leave us a 5-star review and put a review in there and on iTunes, and we'll read it. And join our Patreon and participate in the polls where you guys get to pick.
Oh, yeah, because we're about to do that.
About
to happen.
Get to pick which movie we do a commentary on, Keller and I. Shrek's off the table because we just watched it.
Maybe a commentary one day, but
maybe one day that'd be fun. Dude, you destroyed that. What are you doing?
I don't know.
You just smashed like 4 Swedish fish.
Only 2.
And a Sour Patch Kid together.
No, it's
just two
Swedish fish. I made a
red ball of goop.
Can you Swedish fish tartare.
Can you just pop that in your mouth, please? Stressing
no, we
me
have
out.
To finish the episode. And
okay.
Then I'll put it in my
okay.
Mouth.
All right, everybody. Thank you guys so much for listening. Go watch Shrek 2, and we'll see you in a week. Bye.
Bye.
Pop it in your mouth. We're done. Quotation marks. Vacate.